Now, Parshas Lech Lecha begins the detailed story of the Avos. The Avos were not simple people. The Avos were the founders of Klal Yisrael. Everything we have today is built on the Avos. All of Klal Yisrael, all our Kochos HaNefesh that we have, we get from them. When we say Avos Shlosha, it means they laid the groundwork for who we are, what we are, and everything is built from them. Avos Heim Heim HaMerkava, Ramban writes very often. It means they're the ones who brought in a structured, continual way the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. They represented him to this world and created a nation that represents him to this world. And that's who and what we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative. V'shimcha ha-godo v'ha-kodo shalenu karasa. You attached your name to us. Ata v'chaitanu v'ko amim. V'shimcha ha-godo v'ha-kodo shalenu karasa. You chose us, but for a certain tafkid. The tafkid you chose us was to represent you in this world. That's what we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, with that in mind, we see the development of Avraham Avinu. And the two separate ideas that people talk about, and sometimes they confuse them. Emuna and Bitochon. Avraham Avinu was in Or Kasdim, the center of Avodah Zarah. That was the capital city for Nimrod. Nimrod was the one who, in order to establish his kingdom, realized he had to eliminate any vestige at all of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This way, he could rule absolutely. People would not have any loyalty to any other absolute power. He became the absolute power. Nimrod Miloshin Mered, Himrid Ha'olam al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was the most powerful ruler at the time. That says, Hu Hizchil. That was his goal. And Avraham Avinu stood up. There was Shem Ve'Aver in Beersheva and Eretz Yisrael, but in that entire part of the world, Avraham Avinu on his own began thinking through and realized there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and he's bringing that message to the world. And that became a threat to Nimrod. And Nimrod had to eliminate him. Threw him in the Kivshon Esh. The first midah we see of Avraham Avinu, dedication to Emes. He did not know what was going to happen. As far as he was concerned, he may have been burned to death. But two things in Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, there was the prevailing culture. And to sit and think through a prevailing culture and discount all the nonsense that everyone's believing in and reach the conclusion that this is the Emes. And Emes was so deeply in Avraham Avinu that he had to share that Emes with others. And it was so part of his being emes. First, it's the search for emes that led him to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the search for emes. And number two, when it was the front, when it was the search for emes, that was his whole identity. He had to share it with others. And when it meant a potential threat to his life, that was who he was. He was willing, if it means to give up his life, but that's where the emes dictates. He was willing to do it. He had no idea what was going to come out of that. He had a brother, Haran, who was a very practical person. Practical person, let's see. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do a nace for someone like that. But Avraham Avinu walks out of Kibshanesh. And that was such a... And there are different reactions people had to that. It was a big public event. Terach and his family got shaken up by it. And they realized the truth with Avraham Avinu. Nimrod, well, he's in it because this is his way of controlling the world. He's not going to say, okay, the emes with Avraham Avinu. And the general people, when people sometimes have a convenient idea and the emes is inconvenient, so they take the convenient idea. That was the Hamoram there. And Terach realizes, Vayikach Terach, as Avram Beno, as Lot Ben Haran Ben Beno, Veis Sorai Kalotso, Eishas Avram, Vayetsu Ito Mirukaz, and Lolechas Aratsu Kanan. What's he going to Eretz Kanan for? He has to get out of town. Get out of town. Go somewhere else. No, he's going to Shem Ve'Aver. He knew they had great grandparents there, Shem and Aver, who had a small little place in Beersheba where they were believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to, if that's where the emes is, I'll go to the emes. So we talked over Shabbos, it fizzled out in the middle. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Lech Lecha. And the Medrash says that the total Havana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, Avram Avinu got to where any human being can get with his own intellect. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Balabira. I'll now explain to you the whole story, what everything's about. You went as far as you could go, and I'm going to give you the difference. Now Avraham Avinu is going through 10 nisyonos, Lech Lecha and Vayera. First thing is Avraham Avinu, because you are who you are, you have to begin a new nation. You have to cut yourself away from your past. Lech Lecha, Me'aretzcha, Me'aretzcha, Beis Avich. Number one. Not so simple for a person. 75 years old. 70 years old. Cut from your past. So, that's it. Me'artzecha, me'ladetecha, be'savicha, a whole new world, a whole new culture. No one knows you there. And you don't have any support mechanism. You're 70 years old. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him. So what's going to be with me? He says, and he doesn't tell him where he's going. I'm going to just pick up and leave, and I'll show you where you go. Where am I going? Not your business where you're going. You're going where I tell you to go. Another strange nesoy. At the end, the Akedah, does he tell Avraham Avinu where to go to Har HaBayis? Doesn't tell him go. I'll show you where to go. You just go, and you're totally dependent on me. Vayel Chavram. Kashadibre Elov Hashem Velech Itolo. 75 years old. Chomer Shana Rishivim Shana. 75 years old. Picks up. If you take a look at the Tziv, has Diuk and the Psukim and the Maimori Chazal. What is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, pick something, he runs out. He says, oh, I got a wife and family, I got to go back and get them. Then he goes back. It should be and but first is Vayelech. So what happens? What's the Tuksukim? The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, he picks up and he runs. Wait a second, I have a wife, I have all my belongings, let me go back and get them and then go. The Zrizis of Ram Avinu. And he doesn't have a stable place. Goes from place to place to place to place. Doesn't settle down. And what's he doing? Same thing he did until now. Telling people about a Kodesh Baruch. Vayikru b'shem Hashem. Vayikru b'shem Hashem. And then so now he's, okay, he's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're here. This is the thing. I'm giving this. Okay. And just as he's settling in his new place, has to pick up and leave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't promise him anything, doesn't say anything. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him anything. He just promised in the beginning, that's Chol Goy Gadol. That's all. Did he understand that the whole purpose of his going to Mitzrayim first is a Nisayon, and is a Ra of Baretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay him back? When he leaves Mitzrayim, he's unbelievably wealthy. He went down just because he went down. You know why? Because he went down. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite plan. Now, Avraham Avinu now has an Nisayon, and Lot has an Nisayon. Money is a very big Nisayon. Maybe it's the biggest of all Nisayonos. The Avraham Kaved Miod, heavy money. With what? Bamikne, Bakesev, Ubazohov. First thing he does, he goes, pays his bill. That means when he went down, he didn't have a penny. He had to, every place he got food on the way down to Mitzrayim, it was on credit. Didn't have any money. Penniless. But he has to pick up and leave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pick up and leave. Borrow money. On credit. Vayelech l'masov, as Rashi said, this is the Ish HaEmes. The moment he got money, he paid his bills. The moment he got money, the first thing he did. You know about it. Minegev ad Beisel ad Mokom Asher. Goes back to where he was. He has to retrace his steps. He has to pay all those bills. And he keeps doing what he's doing. And then he has his nephew, his brother-in-law, his nephew. Now, Lot is a very, he has the same design. Because of Avram, he became Hoyotzon Mikla Baalim. He was rich, not as rich as Avram, the son of Kaved Miod. And what happens? Money is a very big Nasai. Maybe the biggest. And also you call a Haspik Miriel McNaim. So what happened? Vayi Riv says Rash, Hoyu Roav Shalot Rishroyim. Umarim behemtum besodo sacherim. Roy Avram mochichem olsam. Allah gezel. So, Avram Avinu wasn't yet given any land. So where is all of his flock? Have to graze in places that are hefker. Lot had flock too. But he was not the Ishaemes. He wasn't the Ishaemes. So he came up with a whole lumdus why all the land really belonged to him. A lot of people like that. They don't steal outright. They come up with a lumdus why it's all right to take somebody else's money. It's all complicated. Lumdus, this. It's a good lumdus, bad lumdus, they don't care as long as they get their hands on money. Now, maybe he actually believed it. So then Avram Avinu confronts Lot and says, we have to separate. We have to separate. You go wherever, I'll go there. And what did Lot see? Lot now is his mind is money, money, and money. He didn't make a penny. It's all because of everything that happened with Avram Avinu. But the moment you have money, you think you run the world. It's normal human behavior. Vayar Yisalot is saying the Vayar is called Kikar Yarden Kikulo Mashke. The most fertile part of Eretz Yisrael at that time is Kikar Yarden. Lifnei Shaches Hashem Estom Vamora. No, if anyone remembers, it was a year or two ago. It's a major archaeological discovery. That, around 3,500 years ago, it's placed around the time of Avram Avinu. The most fertile part and wealthy part of Eretz Yisrael was around Sodom Vamora. And then one day, there was a meteor burst and over the area of Sodom Vamora, it was showered with gophers for age, just like the Pasuk says. Again, you read the Pasuk, and people say, no, no, no. So then they have this major archaeological discovery, which does, you read that, you read it, it was a perfect description of what the Pasuk says. Think it made a difference to people's lives? No. Keep doing what you're doing, and don't bother me with the truth. Okay. But at that point, that was the wealthiest part. Of course, being the wealthiest part of Eretz Yisrael, people take their money very seriously. The Anshei Sodom Ra'im V'Chata'im La'Hashem Ma'od. Very evil people. V'Ayiv Chalo Lot. Lot knowing that, but that's where the money is. You go where the money is, right? Hashem Omar Lavram Machrehi Par Lomi. The moment Lot leaves, Kagorach reveals himself to Avram and says, you know, the land belongs to you. Says Rash. Kozman Sharoshimo, as long as Lot was with him, because Lot was the man who was a very practical person, loved money, more the better. Kumasala, this is your land. Okay. Then there's a whole story with a war. Avram Avinu's Mosa Nefesh to save Lot. Everyone gets their money back. Lot gets his money back. Vayomer Melech Sodom al Avram. Tein li ha-nefesh v'chushuch kachloch. Vayomer Avram el Melech Sodom. Hermos yodi el Hashem kiel elyon. Michut v'atzroch mal v'mekach kol ha-shaloch. No. My money comes from HaKadosh Baruch. I'm not taking a penny from you. Lo, running after money. Avram, wealthy, he can get more. No? I'm not taking anybody's money. Just cover my expenses. Then we have Bris Ben Absorim. Bris Ben Absorim is an incredible Nisoyan for Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, the Zaracha, I'm going to give something to Zarach, your descendants. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's the point? I have no children. Now, the Pasuk says that Sarah Imenu, the way Chazal, ain't lo volod. She was physically incapable of having children. So Avram Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al pi teva, I can't have any children. So who I have the slave hanging around me, Eliezer, by Meshach Basin. He's going to take it all over. Where's it going? Hey, Nosat Zera. So what are you telling me, my children? In Edvar Shem Elov Lemur. Lo Yerosh Chazek, Kimasha Yetze Memeach, Hu Yeroshach. Your own children. Vayotze also Hachutza, says Rashi. Avram Avinu says Al Piteva. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu, you missed the point. What's the point that you missed? The point that you missed is a simple point. I'm not restricted by Teva. If I promise you something, it's going to happen. I created Teva. Now, that's a very difficult thing for a person to internalize. You have all the facts right in front of you. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'm in charge. Don't look at the facts. Don't look at the facts. There's a muna, knowing something is true. Bitochen, internalizing it and making part of you. Ve'yodata hayom v'ashivos levavecha. Rambam and Rambam writes, what was the chet of the Meraglim? Now, I'm not allowed to lie on an ace. You know, I can't say, you know, today I really understood the Pshat and Tosfos. I'm on such a madrega from understanding the Pshat and Tosfos. I'll walk out the window there, and I'm just, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take care of me. I won't fall down. No such thing. I have to work within Teva. I'm not allowed to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing an ace for me. Not allowed. I went to the doctor. He said, you have a bad infection. Take antibiotics for 10 days. I said, no, I'm in a different madrega. I don't need antibiotics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me. Not allowed. Doctor says you have an infection. The way I take care of infection is 10 days antibiotics. So what does Teva tell me to do? What does the Torah tell me to do? This is what the doctor says. Shulchan Aruch says you don't listen to the doctor. And Chas V'Shalom, the infection kills you. You're Otzeach. We live within Teva. Of course, there are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells someone in a certain madrega, rely on an ace. Here he said, he didn't say do anything. He just, I want you to have a deep enough belief that you're going to keep going ahead in life knowing that you're going to have a child. And that's part of your, and you're not going to question. It means, Pasuk says, even though Avram Avinu is in the highest madrega, is a Navi. Kodesh Baruch Hu promise is not so simple. But when Rambam and Rambam writes a very interesting thing. What was the chet of the miracle? You have to understand, Klal Yisrael and the Midbar were not just a bunch of primitive people. When they crossed Yam Suf, they were in a madreg of Nevi'im. Masheros Shifcha Layam, Ros Chetzka Ben Buzi Kol Yomah. They were on a higher madreg than Yechetzka Ben Buzi. All the clouds, even the lowest of the low. They came to Har Sinai. They were lifted to a much higher madrega to be able to confront the Kodesh Baruch Hu and take the Torah. And one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu. Afterwards, they went back to what they were at Kriyas Yamsu. And for 40 years, they were on that madrega. They were Nevi'im. So, Rambam writes in Shmona Prokin, what was the Aveira of Moshe Rabbeinu when he hit the rock? Not hitting the rock. It is, he said, Shimon HaMorim. He treated Klal Yisrael, who all of them were in the highest level of Nevuah, as a bunch of riffraff. You don't treat people in that Madrega the way you treated them. Therefore, you can't be their leader anymore. Rambam writes, says Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam, Chai Yisrael were Nevi'im. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you are Nevi'im, you're in a Madrega, that you're going to go on to Israel, and it's bichutz midarach hatav, it makes no sense. You have all these armies and you have all these kings and all everything, and you are trained in war. There's no way you can win. Too bad. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you will win. You're a Navi. A Navi being told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to treat you lamala midarach hatav, and you say, I can't proceed on that. No. You don't go into Eretz Yisrael. So for Navi, it's a very, and here we have two extremes. A Navi, told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep going, have absolute confidence. I say, Teva doesn't exist in your life, it doesn't exist in your life. Tells it to Klal Yisrael, Teva doesn't exist, we can't accept it, too bad. You're going to die in the middle. Vayechshul stuck. It was a madrega for Avraham Avinu. Now that is for Nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks that he's going to treat them lamala midarach hatev. But what does bitochon mean for us? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak to me directly and say, walk out the window and you won't fall, bitochon means I'd walk out the window and I won't fall. And I wouldn't flinch for a second. I just walked right out the window there. But I'm not a Navi. But it means as follows. Rambam, when he describes the first mitzvah of Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is I have to deeply, and that's a mitzvah. It's not a simple mitzvah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of anything and everything that happens in this world. He gives me existence and anything that happens comes from him. Anything, everything that happens comes from him. And going through life, knowing that. Shira Kovod, we say, Yom Kippur night, we begin. Rono hechzak tibi yodi. Why am I standing here Yom Kippur night? Until now you've been holding my hands. Why am I alive? Chayim v'chesed otzisu imadi. Anything I have in this world, my money in my bank account, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure I have. And if I have this infection, I have antibiotics, why do I have this infection? My doctor will give me a hold on this. But what does the pasuk say? Working through Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure I had that infection. So the doctor says, oh, in order to solve that, you got to take this antibiotic. So why is the antibiotic working? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing in back to make sure it works. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, in my case, the antibiotic won't work. Kadosh Baruch Hu works within Teva, but standing in back of anything and everything that ever happens to me, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that is a whole psychology and a deep belief. Not just, people say, we believe in God. No. It's a deep belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world and you works within Teva, but he's not limited by it. At the beginning, Parshas Vayeshev, Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef to see his brothers. Now, Yosef knows his brothers hate him. And just because when they're around Yaakov Avinu, they have to behave properly. And he knows that they're all by themselves far away. He's going into Danis Hakonos Nefoshes. But Yaakov Avinu told him, his kibbutz. Now, it says he got lost. He got lost a whole bunch of times. Then a malach came. What's a malach? The Ramban says you don't have to believe it's some supernatural. A malach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that he bumped into people. Now, he's going, has every which excuse to go home. I tried, I got lost 15 times, and I'm going to go home. No. On the other hand, he has his Bechira Chofshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the arranger of all arrangers, knew Yosef has his kibbutz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yosef to end up in Mitzrayim. So what did he do? I'm taking his kibbutz, the brother's hatred, putting it together. Each one has his bechira chofshes. And if something goes wrong in between, he gets lost, takes the wrong turn. Too bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure someone's there to help him. Yes, he's arranging everything. He ends up in Mitzrayim. As the Ramban says, he's getting lost all the time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu plan doesn't work. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to arrange it from a different way. Someone else has to go to visit someone and bumps into him, saw the brother and saw this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing the thing because Yosef has sent up in Mitzrayim. And at the end of the story, when the brothers come to Yosef after Yaakov Avinu dies, and says, he's going to take the Nekama against me, us, because we sent him to Mitzrayim. So they come up with a story. Vayiru ache Yosef kimei saviyam. Vayomru lo. Vayomru lo yistimani Yosef. And he's going to take revenge against us. And they went to Yosef saying with a whole story that they invented, that Yaakov said, no. And they say, Hinnu l'chalavon. Yosef said, you don't understand how the world runs. You don't understand how the world runs. I ended up in Mitzrayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to end up in Mitzrayim. He just happened to use your bad midos to get me to Mitzrayim. So it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu why you had that bad midos. I ended up in Mitzrayim, had nothing to do with you. And if you hadn't sold me in Mitzrayim, I would end up in Mitzrayim for a different way. I had these dreams, you thought they were crazy? No, it was a nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me in Mitzrayim. He's running the whole show. What does he say? I don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used your bad midos to create the unbelievable situation that we have today. What does Yosef say? That's what Bitochen is about. Understanding? Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used his kibbutz, he used their hatred, he used their bad midos to end up with a certain result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that result. That's Bitochen. When Yosef goes to Beis Potiphar, what's the story there? Unbelievably successful. So Yosef can say, you know why I'm successful? I'm the genius of the world. I'm so talented that I just came here, I took it over, and I'm running everything. And success beyond success. But what does Yosef say? Yosef, who had Mitzrayim? And Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. And Potiphar bought him. Now, Potiphar, what is it? He Hashem and Yosef. He was in Yishmat Sliach. Why was he in Yishmat Sliach? Because Baruch Hu made sure he was in Yishmat Sliach. Ayim bebeis Adon of HaMitzri. And any success he did, he said completely, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayar Adon of Kashem Ito. Any success he has, he told his Oved Avodah Zarah, his master, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not me, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol HaShuos and everything Hashem Matzliach. He turned the house around, made him unbelievably wealthy. And then, all of a sudden, everything happens. He's in jail. Takes over jail, and unbelievably, he's running the whole place all over again. He has Shem as Yosef, and he's in charge of running the jail. And then the Sar Amashkim and Sar Ofim, what does he tell them? They have these dreams. What does he say? he says that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he slipped. And he slipped and he said, get me out of here. Rather than really realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running it, he slipped. He spends another 2 years in jail. Then Paro gets him out. And what does he tell Paro? Bilodai. It has nothing to do with me. If I give you the answer that you want to hear that's going to work, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The realization of a person of unbelievable talent, unbelievable, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm nothing but a tool in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My success comes from him and my failures come from him. And at the end, why am I here in Mitzrayim? Nothing to do with his brothers. I'm nothing against you. You have bad midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have bad midas against me. It's bitochen. There are two types of bitochen. The bitochen of Avraham Avinu, that's certain very unique instances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I directly tell you, teva is nothing. If you're on that madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to break teva for you. You have to accept it deeply inside of you. But even if you're not in the madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to realize your successes and failures in life are because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that he's running the world down to the final detail. That's the bitochen that he expects of us. It's not easy. People like to take credit for everything they did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. The unbelievable example of it all is Yosef. He's 17 years old, and he's taken there. He's in Mitzrayim in this whole crazy situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around the world. Anything that happens to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes in front of Paro, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The brothers tell him at the end, he says, listen, it has nothing to do with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use your bad meters. So why should I be angry at you? I'm not angry at you. Your bad meters. Go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deal with him. He's going to punish you for everything you did. It's bitochen. The deep, and that's not so simple. The Yodato Hayom, you know it. You say it. Hashivos Levavecha. That's the mitzvah. Make it part of you. Hashem Hu Elkim Bashmayim Ha'aretz. Ain't old Levado. There's nothing else running this world beside that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mr. Putin thinks he's running the world. Mr. Zelensky thinks he's running the world. Mr. Biden thinks he's running the world. And no one's running the UK. But whatever it is. Everyone thinks they're running the world. It's one big joke. Comes from upstairs. That's bitochen. But that has to be part of you. With Avraham Avinu, Vehem and Bashem, it didn't change anything he's doing, but that meant, it gave him that confidence, okay, there's a future. And it became so part of him, that's how he went through life. Now I'm going to have a child. I don't know. Teva? I don't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu say me. Vayotze also chutzah. When you're dealing with Kadosh Baruch Hu, Teva is not a limitation.